Basic Bible Doctrine, Chapter 57, Christ is the End of the Law. Scripture, Romans chapter 10, verse 4. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Christ is the end of the law. It is entirely correct to do with that statement exactly what the whole religious world says we must not do with it. Take it and run with it just as far as possible. There is no sense in which Christ is not the end of the law. He is the fulfilment of the law, the conclusion of the law, the finality of the law, the object of the law, the reason why the law was given, and the termination of the law. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. There is no righteousness of any kind, justifying righteousness or sanctifying righteousness, to be had by our personal obedience to the law. It is written, "If righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain." Christ is not the end of the law for everyone. The Son of God did not fulfil the law's demands for everyone. He is the end of the law for God's elect, for all who trust him. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Holy, just, and good. When the Apostle Paul declares Christ is the end of the law, he is not telling us that the law is evil. It is not. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. It is an evil thing to misuse the law, but the law is not evil. Writing by divine inspiration, the Apostle tells us those apostate religious leaders who try to mix law and grace, who try to put believers under the yoke of bondage, desiring to be teachers of the law, do not know what they're talking about, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. The law was never intended, in any sense, for those who are righteous before God. The law was given for the unrighteous. The law is not evil, it is holy, just, and good. It would be well if all men lived in conformity to the law's commands, both in outward practice and in inward principle. Indeed, it is ordained of God and used by all civil governments to protect society from those who would otherwise disregard all respects for the rights, property, and lives of others. Delight in the law. When the Scriptures affirm, as the New Testament constantly does, that Christ is the end of the law and that believers are entirely free from the law, the Spirit of God certainly is not suggesting that believers are free to break or disregard God's holy law. Not only is the believer not free to break the law, he has no desire to do so. To those who believe, God's commandments are not grievous. 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 to 3. Every child of God in this world truly delights in the law of God after the inward man. Romans 7, verse 22. If we could, we would love God with all our hearts. If we could, we would love our neighbour as ourselves. But we do not have the ability to do so. Bible Doctrine. I am fully aware that the creeds, confessions, and religious dogma of almost every Protestant or Baptist denomination, as well as those written by Papists, stringently affirm that there is a sense in which believers are yet under the law. That fact alone ought to be enough to convince us that it is contrary to Holy Scripture. But the Word of God declares exactly the opposite, and states the believer's freedom from the law, and with such frequency and clarity that error in this regard is utterly inexcusable. In Christ, every believer is entirely free from the law, because Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. We are not under law, but under grace. Romans 6, verses 14 and 15. We have been crucified with Christ, and we are become dead to the law by the body of Christ. Romans 7, verse 4. There is no sense in which it may be said that the believer is under the law. Romans 8, verses 1 to 4, Galatians 2, verses 19 to 21, chapter 3, verses 1 to 3, and verse 13, verses 18 and 19, verses 21 to 26, chapter 4, verses 9 to 11, and verse 21 and verse 30, chapter 5, verses 1 to 5, and then Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 to 23. I defy anyone to find a solitary text of Scripture in the New Testament that uses the law to motivate, inspire, regulate, or even guide the believer. Believers are motivated by love, inspired by gratitude, regulated by grace, and guided by the Holy Spirit. The whole word of God, the complete revelation of his will, is our law. Our lives are governed by love, not by fear. We walk by faith, not by legislation. We walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Romans 8, verses 9 to 14, Galatians 3, verse 3, so wrote Scott Richardson. Our law, our rule of life, is not one section of Scripture. Footnote. Frequently, the word law is used in the Old Testament, particularly in the Psalms, to refer to the whole Word of God, the whole revelation of God and His will in Holy Scripture. Sometimes the word law is used to refer to the ceremonial, dietary, and sometimes to the civil law given to the nation of Israel. The word law is often used to refer specifically to the Ten Commandments, as recorded in Exodus 20. These Ten Commandments are commonly referred to as the moral law by preachers and theologians. However, you will search the Word of God in vain to find a separation between the Ten Commandments and the other laws given by the hand of Moses to the children of Israel. When the Scriptures declare that believers in Christ are free from the law, and that Christ is the end of the law, the declaration is that we are free from all the Mosaic law, civil, dietary, economic, and moral, by which the nation of Israel was governed in the Old Testament. End of footnote. So, our rule of life is not one section of Scripture, but the whole revealed will of God in Holy Scripture. We take the Word of God in its entirety as our only rule of faith and practice. However, we rejoice in the fact that we are no longer ruled, motivated, or governed by law. We do not live before God upon legal principles. Therefore, we sing with joy, free from the law, O happy condition. Christ has redeemed us from every transgression. In Christ, the children of God, those who live in the Spirit, those who walk by faith, are entirely free from the law. We have no covenant with the law. We live under the covenant of grace. We have no commitment to the law. Our commitment is to Christ, who obeyed the law for us. We do nothing by constraint of the law. The love of Christ constraineth us. We fear no curse from the law. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. False accusations. Because the doctrine of believers' freedom from the law is so clearly and universally taught in the Scriptures that it cannot upon any grounds be refuted, those who refuse to bow to the word of God have only one other course of action by which to persuade men against it, slander. They attempt to justify themselves and their doctrine by making the doctrine of Holy Scripture and those who teach it appear vile. Men often accuse us of being antinomians. They accuse us of promoting licentiousness. They censure us and warn others to avoid contact with us, as though our liberty in Christ were some kind of spiritual leprosy. But we will not again be entangled with the yoke of bondage. We will not attempt to reach the throne of God by climbing Mount Sinai. We will simply trust the grace of God streaming to us from the wounds of our crucified Saviour, finding all our righteousness and all our redemption in that one who died for our sins at Mount Calvary. Be warned. Let all who seek God's favour by their obedience to the law be warned. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. Show me a man who trusts his own righteousness, his own obedience, his own devotion, his own feelings, or anything else of his own as a basis of acceptance with God to any degree or for anything, and I will show you a man who is entirely lost, a man to whom the blood of Christ, the righteousness of Christ, and the grace of Christ are worthless. Christ is the end of the law. The law of God is that which we ought to dread above all things, for the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. The law commands us and demands our execution. In solemn terms, it appoints for us a place among the damned, for it is written, Cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Galatians 3, verse 10. Yet man has a strange infatuation with the law. Like the gnat that is drawn to the candle that will destroy it, man by nature is drawn to the law for righteousness, when all the law can give is destruction. The law can do nothing else but reveal sin and pronounce condemnation on the sinner. Romans 3, verses 19 and 20. Still, we cannot get men to flee from the law. They are so enamoured with their own self-righteousness and their own self-worth that they will cling to the law with a death grip, though there is nothing to cling to. They prefer Sinai to Calvary, though Sinai offers them nothing but death. Listen to the word of God. If the opinions of men or your own opinions contradict the word of God, let God be true and every man a liar. The law was never given to save sinners. It can never serve that purpose. Galatians 2, verse 16. The law was never given to motivate the people of God to holiness and service. It cannot serve that purpose. The one thing that God requires is a willing heart. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 12. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. The law was never given as a rule of life or standard of conduct for the believer, and it cannot serve that purpose. Romans 3, 28 and 31. 1 John 3, 23. The law was not given to produce sanctification in the believer, or even to be a measure of sanctification, and it cannot serve such purposes. Galatians 3, verses 1 to 3. Christ is our sanctification. The law was given to point men to Christ for salvation. The law was given to show man his guilt, sin, and need for a substitute. This is the law's only purpose, and it serves that purpose well. Romans 3, 19 to 22. The thunders of Sinai drive us away and point us with its lightning bolts to Calvary and to Christ, who is the end of the law.